And that's it. That's how we prepare the show. What we do at this stage is we do a mic check, so we make sure everything works. Before I bring the guests out, really quickly, the second guest on is Tom Watt, and I hear his intro music, and it sounds terrible in the room, so it's this. Do you want to do it? Because I can't get it to sound right. So what would happen is you would go, you what, you what, you what, you what, you what, and you'd do that through twice, and you'd do it when I point at you, but you're going to learn now. But can he be the FT Championship champ? Can he add? Can he add? That's wrong already. Can he had? Can he add the FT Championship champions to the list?
You are, 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 you are.
Probably not. Yes. That's. Would you do that? Yes. The only other thing is, so if I look at you and go like that, you give us a cheer, we don't bother testing it because it's really patronising. So we're not going to do that. Please welcome to the stage the four best fighting talkers of the year. Bob Mills, Tom Watt, Steve Bunce and Martin Kellner. Headphones on.
Sit down, music.
So, guys, have you seen those new Premier League footballers' glasses?
No, Colin, we haven't.
Yeah, it was better. What about? Right, we're on air in about 3 minutes from now. I need the outwards of sport, please, Simon, so I know when to do my end of the pier banter at the top of the
Thank
show.
Thank you very much.
So do I need to set you up for any of these amazing gags?
Yeah. You're right.
Bob or... Bob. Do I need to set you up for any of these gags?
No, all natural, son.
No, we're there, mate. It's all going. Don't worry about it.
Bob, tell me a joke from earlier. It was a good joke.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not telling it out here.
Do you want to hear the joke from earlier?
Yeah. No, it's not my joke. I told him Stuart Francis. You know Stuart Francis, brilliant.
No, not that one, the other one.
Well, only the people in the front row can see it. I just said, how confused a midget would you have to be? That was all.
Legend.
I can't see it.
See there, look.
Well, I've got one there as well, yeah.
he does.
Oh, the BBC Radio Theatre. Hello.
I did Radiohead in here. That was what we did. I did a special Radiohead gig from a Radio 1 show.
With who?
Radiohead.
Radiohead. That's the guy who was on the music show, the big tall guy. What's his name?
There's a guy from London in Radiohead, right? There's a guy from London, a fat guy, a bald guy, and a ginger guy.
Yeah. But we had the guy from radio and the celebrity. I'm 53 years old. Last time I bought a record, it was Edgar Broughton's Wazza, right? And I'm sitting talking to the guy for about 5 minutes until I said, so are you in a group?
Oh. Carl, I heard you ask earlier on if many of them had been at a live show before, and I didn't hear many.
Not many. No, it's weird, odd. Actually. It's,
yeah.
Qualifying starts at one. Okay. What I've learned is that people don't generally come back. And that's it, really.
But they generally stay to the end.
Tom, when there's an AOB like you've got planned, Nelkin Stacey, don't you?
Oh, you actually...